Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from New Buffalo and St. Joseph. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan, and it's brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal, at signaturedealergroup.com. Bering Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, Foster Kids, raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. Let's meet the teams. We'll start with New Buffalo on the left, or my left, I guess it would be. Introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and for Valentine's Day, who's your Valentine or someone that you want to say Happy Valentine's Day to?
I'm Amandine. I'm a junior, and I don't have a Valentine.
Somebody want to wish Happy Valentine's Day to, though? Maybe a family member or a good friend or something?
Felix, if you're watching it.
Okay, Felix,
Happy
if
Valentine's
you're watching.
Day, Felix. My brother is watching from college.
Okay, so. All right.
Hi. I'm Marjolaine. I am a junior, and I was also going to say Felix. Hi, Felix.
All right.
Hope
great
you're watching.
You're a senior?
She's a junior.
Junior. You said junior. Got it. Okay.
My name is Max. I'm a senior, and I'll say Happy Valentine's Day to my grandma.
Awesome. Nice and close to that mic so we can hear you, Libby.
I'm Libby. I'm a senior, and I'll say Happy Valentine's Day to all my friends who are at robotics practice today.
So many. Which is probably where you're going after we finish, right?
No.
All right, over to St. Joe.
I'm Colin. I'm a senior, and Happy Valentine's Day to my family overseas.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Cameron. I'm a senior, and Happy Valentine's Day to my great-grandma.
Hello, I'm Graham, and I would like to say Happy Valentine's Day to Hallmark for perpetuating fake holidays.
Got it. I like it.
All right, Max, I'd like to wish Happy Valentine's Day to everyone here in my extended family, and I'm a senior.
Awesome. Well, there's some basic rules. As always, during the first and second halves, we will announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, though, make sure you wait for me to call on you before you answer so that the people listening know who's answering that question. No consolation allowed, except during the consultation allowed, I should say, during the first and second half. But you can during the 60-second round and halftime. We'll talk about that in a minute. Again, my name is Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge. And today, Mr. Scott Bradford from Bradford Insurance, your local AAA insurance agent. Did I say that all right?
That was very good.
Okay. He's going to be asking the questions tonight. Bill Klein is somewhere warm. I don't know.
Yeah, Arizona or something like that.
Yeah, he's
hopefully it's raining.
Yeah. Bill's probably listening too. So, but anyway, all right. So let's begin Academic Challenge. Scott, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Let's see how much excitement we have in the teams tonight. So, teams, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Wow, that's excellent.
All right. Hands on your buzzers.
Lots
good
of
luck.
Sugar today.
Yeah, between New Buffalo and St. Joe. Good luck, teams.
All right, teams. For 5 points, at the turn of the century, 78% of U.S. automobiles ran on one of two power sources. Name either one of them.
Graham from St. Joe.
Wood or...
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Wood? That's all right. Marjolaine from New Buffalo.
Gasoline?
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
It is?
Steam or electricity?
Oh. Interesting. Huh.
For 5 points, to possess superconductivity, a substance must A, surround a battery with an iron core, B, lose all electrical resistance.
Cameron from St. Joe.
B, lose all electrical resistance.
That's correct.
For 5 points.
For 5 points. For 10 points, if a senator dies while in office, how is the vacancy filled?
Max from St. Joe.
Governor of the state appoints someone.
That is correct for 10 points.
All right.
For 10 points, green, number one, violet, number one, orange, B, and red, number two, are all what?
Resistor colors.
Colin from St. Joe.
Resistor color bands.
Say that again.
Resistor color bands.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
New Buffalo, anybody want to try? Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly. Marjolaine from New Buffalo.
Wavelengths?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. They are outlawed coloring agents.
Ah.
For 5 points, what American outlaws could also have been called Parker and Barrow?
Max from St. Joe.
Bonnie and Clyde.
That's correct for 5 points.
Nice.
For 5 points, the word science comes from a Latin word meaning what?
Marjolin, New Buffalo.
Do you study? I don't know.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Over to St. Joe, Cameron.
Knowledge.
Knowledge is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, according to the University of Minnesota research on identical and fraternal twins, which is the most genetically determined?
Marjolin, New Buffalo.
Identical?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Would you finish the question?
Which is the most genetically determined of all behavioral traits? Intelligence, achievement, aggressiveness, or reaction to stress?
Okay. Anybody on St. Joe? Graham?
Reaction to stress?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is intelligence.
Okay.
For 5 points, which place does not belong on this list? Mekong Delta, Incheon, My Lai, and Saigon?
Amandine, New Buffalo?
Saigon?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Anybody on St. Joe? Cameron?
Incheon.
Incheon is correct.
Yep. 4-5 it is.
This is a math question.
Okay, so just as we always do, I will have him read it twice. At any point during the first or second reading of the question, though, you can buzz in.
For 10 points, the police force of a large Midwest city was increased by 3/8 of its original number to a total of 110 men and women. How many persons initially comprised this crew?
Go ahead. Okay. Cameron from St. Joe.
80.
That is correct for 10 points.
80 it is.
For 10 points, what Nordic country did the Soviet Union trade shots with?
Max from St. Joe.
Finland.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, how would a librarian classify the following works? Master plots, World Almanac, and Book of Facts.
Graham, St. Joe.
Reference.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, Negro spirituals include Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Roll Jordan Roll, Go Down Moses, Steal Away Jesus. Which title is also the title of a literary work by William Faulkner?
Cameron from St. Joe.
Go Down Moses.
That is correct for 10 points.
I was hoping you wouldn't break out in singing Sweet Home.
No, I did not. For 5 points, Vice President Mike Pence is the former governor of what U.S. state?
Graham, St.
Indiana.
That is correct for 5 points. For 20 points.
Tough question.
Described as the first airplane of perpetual endurance, what is the name of the Swiss aircraft that left
Max from St. Joe?
The Hindenburg.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Is there more to the question?
There is more.
Okay.
What is the name of the Swiss aircraft that left Abu Dhabi in March 2015 and circumnavigated the globe without fuel, relying solely on the energy from the sun?
So, New Buffalo, St. Joe's already buzzed in, so anybody want to give it a try?
The correct answer is Solar Impulse.
All right.
For 15 points. In July 2016, more than 6,000 people were arrested after a failed military coup to overthrow what Turkish president?
Graham, St. Joe.
Erdogan.
That is correct for 15 points.
Less than a minute left.
For 15 points, in June 2016, in a dramatic 5-3 ruling, the Supreme Court struck down parts of a restrictive abortion law in what southern state?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Texas.
That is correct for 15 points. For 5 points, in 2016, along with collaborator Mark Ronson, what R&B singer took home a...
Max from New Buffalo.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. That is correct for 5 points. And for 15 points, which baseball team recently broke a record, winning more consecutive games than any other team in the 106-year history of the American League?
Max, New Buffalo.
Chicago Cubs.
That is incorrect.
Anybody on St. Joe? Let's go with Max.
Red Sox.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is the Cleveland Indians.
All right. Well, that wraps up the first half of Academic Challenge. We'll tabulate the scores and be back with the 60-second round next after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is New Buffalo 5, St. Joe is at 100. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock to give you a chance to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one of the questions is worth 10 points. You can pick up 100 extra points. But I'm a nice guy, right, Scott?
That's right.
Thank you. So I'll give you a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 questions within the 60 seconds. Now, you are encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but the answers have to come from the team captains. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any of the questions the first team could not answer. So, New Buffalo, you're trailing at the moment, so you have first choice of these three categories, which are chemistry, movie talk, and Jax. What is your choice, Max?
We'll be doing movie talk.
Movie talk it is. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Is there a setup for these questions, Mr. Scott?
These are phrases having to do with the movie industry.
Phrases that have to do with the movie industry. Put 60 seconds on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck, New Buffalo.
Good luck, team. The most important role in a motion picture is called the
lead.
That is correct. Any place outside a studio where a film is being shot.
Set.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The place where the film is being shot, either in the studio or on location.
Set.
That is correct. The names of the cast and crew shown at the beginning or end of a film.
Credits.
That is correct. Process of selecting and hiring actors for a motion picture.
Casting.
Casting is correct. One who takes the place of a featured actor.
Understudy.
That is correct. The director's order to begin playing a scene.
Begin. Action.
That is correct. The director's order for the camera and sound recording to begin operating.
Roll.
That is correct. Publicity photographs.
Pass.
Time's up. So we got seven. Now what you come
up
with? 70 points. Nice
that was
job
good.
Buffalo.
So nice job, guys.
St. Joe, that means there are three unanswered questions or 30 points that you could steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on that clock.
Okay.
Cameron and your team, if you're ready to go, it'll begin as soon as Scott reads that first question. Good luck, St. Joe.
All right. Good luck, team.
Okay.
Any place outside a studio where a film is being shot?
On site?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
That would be?
That would be location.
It's the same thing.
Publicity photographs.
Pass.
Pass, yeah.
And takes that have been shot but not used.
Oh, outtakes.
Outtakes.
That is correct.
Go back to the one they passed on.
So
publicity photographs.
And you've got time, so
photo shoot.
Talk it out. Nice and close so we can hear you.
Yeah.
Go with red carpet. I don't know. Photo op.
That's incorrect. That answer is stills.
All right. You got one. So that's good. You got 10 points. All right. So now we'll switch around. St. Joe, we have two remaining categories for you to choose from.
We're going
we have chemistry
that, right?
And Jax. Which one would you like to choose?
We're going to go with chemistry.
Chemistry it is. We will put 60 seconds on the clock. Is there a setup for this one, Mr. Scott?
No setup. Each question is, we'll give you the direction.
Give you the direction with the question. All right, 60 seconds back on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Scott reads that first question. Good luck to St. Joe.
Good luck, team. What happens to the amount of kinetic energy of water molecules as the water condenses?
It decreases.
That is correct. The phenomenon of sublimation does not involve which phase of matter?
Liquid.
That is correct. What is the formula for ammonium chloride?
NH4Cl.
That is correct. If the pH of a solution is 5, what is its pOH?
7.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Give me the term for a metal having a specific gravity higher than 5.0.
Pass.
What name is given to a straight alkane chain of 8 carbons?
Octane.
That is correct. When a particle collides with its antiparticle, they annihilate, leaving only what?
Energy.
Photons.
That is correct. According to the third law of thermodynamics...
Sorry, time's up on that one.
Oh.
He didn't get... If he'd got through the question, I would have given you some time, but he didn't get a chance to get through. So we got five.
Five, correct.
50 points there. So that means New Buffalo. We have 5 unanswered questions for 50 points for you to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Scott reads that first question. Good luck, New Buffalo.
Good luck, team. Give me the term for a heavy metal. I'm sorry. The first one is, if the pH of a solution is 5, what is its pOH?
9.
That is correct. Give me the term for a metal having a specific gravity higher than 5.0.
Heavy metal.
That is correct. According to the third law of thermodynamics, it's impossible to take any substance to what point on the Kelvin scale?
Less than zero.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Name the class of organic compounds of which the diethyl variety was once used as an anesthetic.
Pass.
What kind of electrical charge is possessed by the nucleus of an atom?
Zero.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Go back to when they passed on.
Your pass was, name the class of organic compounds of which the diethyl variety was once used as an anesthetic.
I don't know. Peroxide.
Ether. Sorry.
Peroxide's incorrect.
Sorry.
Ether was correct.
Sorry.
Okay, we get through all of it?
That was all.
That
yep.
was it? All right, and there's the time. So we picked up 2, so another 20 points. There you go.
Yep.
So, all right. So.
And I'm sorry, it's absolute zero.
Oh, is that
was the correct answer, not the less than zero.
Got it. Wanted to make sure we had that.
Right.
All right. Well, that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. And we're back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, New Buffalo at 95, St. Joe 160. Time to find out now what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll start with New Buffalo. And Max, what's going on at New Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. Things going on in New Buffalo other than snow days. We are busy planning our Spain trip, which will take place from March 27th to April 6th. I'm very excited for that, as I will be going. Student Senate is hosting an event called Empty Bowls, dinner next Tuesday, February 19th. All proceeds go to Blessings in a Backpack. You get a free pottery bowl made by our high school students and unlimited bowls of soup, crackers, and dessert.
Nice.
We will also be hosting a pre-festival band concert on Wednesday, the next day, the 20th. Thank you to all our sponsors of Academic Challenge.
Awesome. Thank you. Over to St. Joe and also Max. What's going on at St. Joe?
All right, thank you. So as New Buffalo said, we had a bunch of snow days. We actually have 9 total this year, which I think is a new record, which is pretty fun because we don't have any school. But yeah, our sports are heading into districts. We have boys wrestling, girls and boys basketball, and our swim team, which is also boys. We also have a Valentine's Day dance tomorrow. So NHS is putting it on. It's a for scholarships and stuff. It's $5 for donation. All NHS members have to come. So yeah, totally come. We also have our variety show happening. Auditions, I believe, are happening either today or tomorrow, but it's going to be coming up in the near future. Stay tuned for details. And our robotics districts is going to be occurring on March 8th, 9th. Our team always goes to state, so be sure to check it out for an epic time. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, New Buffalo Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Signature Toyota, Bradford Insurance Agency.
This guy
and
here.
Yes, yeah. Sir, him. We appreciate it. Department of Human Services.
Health and Human Services.
Yes,
yep.
Sir.
Foster Kids.
Yep. And News Talk 94.9. We appreciate it.
You got it. Glad you could. Thank you very much. And you are welcome. And see, I've lost my place, so I guess we should just move on. That's usually my cue. And
I'm just still just smiling because when Max said that the robotics team always goes to state, both Cameron and Colin dropped their heads going, oh, man.
I'm not in robotics, so I can make claims like that. But
little shameless plug coming up on Tuesday night, the 26th at 6 o'clock. we'll begin Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 here on the air. We'll bring in high school robotics teams from around Southwest Michigan. Tim Denai and I will host that show, and we'll talk robotics and find out how the build season went and how the teams are doing for the competition. So be listening Tuesday nights at 6 for Robotics Roundtable starting on the 26th.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even get to talk on that
sometimes,
one, too.
Sometimes we let Scott come on the air with us. All right, let's begin the second half. Hands on your buzzers. And this is the second half of Academic Challenge between New Buffalo and St. Joe. Good luck, teams. Here we go.
All right, teams, good luck. For 15 points, it is now deserted after Irma destroyed 95% of homes there. I'm talking about what small Caribbean island?
We have Max from New Buffalo.
Puerto Rico.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Is there more to that question?
A small Caribbean island which forms a country with sister island, Antigua.
All right. Anybody on St. Joe?
Barbados.
Colin, say it again.
Barbados.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Barbuda.
Barbuda.
For 15 points, Antonio Guterres, the former prime minister of what country and new secretary general of the UN, is proposing broad reforms as the world body begins its general debate.
Max, New Buffalo.
Spain.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Graham from St. Joe.
Chile.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. You were close. Portugal. Yeah. For 10 points, according to Steve Bannon on a 60 Minutes appearance, whose firing was the biggest single mistake in modern political history?
Cameron, St. Joe.
His.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I'll go see
The correct answer is James Comey, but that was a fun answer.
Did you ever get fired from a job, Scott?
Not that I can remember. Not that I'd admit.
It would have been a mistake if it was, right? Okay.
For 15 points, the United Nations human rights chief has styled the Myanmar's treatment of what ethnic group?
Graham, St. Joe.
The Rohingya.
Rohingya for 15 nice. Points is correct. For 10 points, a federal judge has ruled that what famous civil rights anthem is no longer copyrighted?
Graham, St. Joe.
Martin Luther King Jr.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh.
Marjolaine from New Buffalo.
Free at last.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We shall overcome. For 5 points... What unit of measurement was first declared by Edward II in the 14th century to be equal to the length of 3 grains of barley laid end to end?
Max, St. Joe.
Foot.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Amandine from New Buffalo.
A yard.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is an inch.
An inch.
For 10 points, what Canadian province is almost entirely surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean, Gulf of St. Lawrence, and Bay of Fundy?
Marjolaine, New Buffalo.
Newfoundland?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Graham, St. Joe.
Quebec.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Nova Scotia. This is a math question.
So same thing as before. I'll have him read it twice, but at any point during the first or second reading, you can buzz in. Good luck.
For 5 points, express 0.75% as a decimal.
Say it once more.
Express 0.75% as a...
Colin from St. Joe.
0.0075.
That is nice. Correct for 5 points.
For 5 points.
For 10 points.
Clear.
What measurement depends on an object's distance from the center of the Earth and its mass?
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Max from St. Joe. I forgot to reset the button.
Gravity.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oof. Anybody on New Buffalo want to try? Marjolaine?
Speed?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is weight. For 10 points, name the only person in the 20th century who, after being defeated as a vice presidential candidate...
Max from St. Joe.
Richard Nixon.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Is there more to that?
Later became president.
Later become president. Marjolaine, New Buffalo.
Ford.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Franklin D. Roosevelt. For 10 points, what are the least expensive institutions of higher learning in the United States?
Marginal in New Buffalo.
Community colleges.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. I'll finish the question. Hint, they charge no tuition.
Well, Graham at St. Joe's going to give it a try.
High schools?
No, I'm sorry. That one's not correct. It's the U.S. Service Academies.
All right.
For 5 points, which city was sacked and looted of many of...
Amadine, New Buffalo?
Constantinople.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. And looted of many of its treasures on May 6, 1527 by German and Spanish troops. This event ended the city's renown as a center of the Renaissance.
Graham, St. Joe.
Venice.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. The correct answer is Rome. For 5 points, what sensation of feeling sick to the stomach comes from a Latin word meaning pertaining to the sea?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Vertigo.
No. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Max, New Buffalo.
Seasickness.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's nausea.
Nausea. About a minute left.
For 10 points, what five-syllable noun refers to the expression of a word or idea that implies more than one meaning and usually leaves the reader uncertain?
Graham, St. Joe.
Ambiguity.
For 10 points, that's correct. For 5 points, there are three important transporting agents of erosion. Which one created the northern Midwestern plains of the United States?
Libby from New Buffalo.
Glaciers.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 5 points, both freshwater and sea varieties of which mammal belong to the weasel family?
Graham, St. Joe.
Otters.
That is correct. Nice. For 5 points. For 10 points, in an airplane, the attitude indicator tells you if the plane's nose is pointing above or below what?
Graham, St. Joe.
The horizon.
The horizon for 10 points is correct.
All right, last question.
Oh, boy. For 15 points, the industrial workers of the world attracted great attention during the early 20th century, primarily because of which of the following? A, they enjoyed the largest membership of any labor organization. B, only practitioners of the skilled trades were allowed to join. C, its very powerful influence on the Democratic Party. D, violence as achieving its goals was openly advocated. Or E, its strong leadership always convinced the rank and file not to strike.
Marjolin, New Buffalo.
D.
D is correct.
Oh.
For 15 points. 15
points, so. All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge. To announce today's winner, thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 205 to 115, the team from St. Joe. Congratulations, both teams. Nice job.
Good job, teams.
Thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you right here from Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids, raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hope for a home. And also New Buffalo Area Schools. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Lakeshore and New Buffalo go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.